remember, bonding is a legitimate finance tool. It's just not a funding source. So we're going to talk about actually try to move a resolution that puts some limitations on the term of which any bond could be issued for roads. In other words, ensuring that the length of the term of the bond does not exceed the life of the asset, so that future generations aren't paying for something that previous generations enjoyed. That will be met with a little bit of resistance, I imagine, but in the process. And then the other thing is a statutory change that limits the amount any governor could bond in a given year to $100 million without some approval by the legislature. This is another one of those guardrails and guidelines so that the people of the state of Michigan are properly represented when signing up for big, large, long-term debt. So those are the things that we're trying to do now. In addition to us, in the example of us, I'm talking about the Senate, putting together what I'm going to call our Homes to Highways proposal to kind of go along with what the governor has proposed regarding state roads. So I think I can see the pieces on the chessboard now, finally. I'm not suggesting for a moment that they're all in the right place yet, but I can see them moving. So wanted to give you and your listeners a little bit of a heads up and also some encouragement.
So that will be contentious?
Yeah, it'll be, it'll be argued, and no governor would ever want themselves or future governors to want to relinquish control and some power.